Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Dawn in the Tax Quips forum with a simple question. She says, I donated a vehicle to charity that increased in fair market value from the time I purchased it 14 years ago. I donated it for the use of the charity, not resale, and it's a charity that uses vehicles in their daily activities. Can I take the deduction of the fair market value, or do I have to use my purchase price? It looks like I can use fair market value, but I want to be sure to get it right. Well done. No kidding. You have a car that went up in value? What the heck was it? As you know, the charity needs to give you paperwork about the use and the value. An IRS publication 526 has rules for the property that's increased in value. They say the amount of deduction, the general rule is, when figuring your deduction for a gift of capital gain property, you can generally use the fair market value of the gift. Then it goes on to talk about exceptions. It says, in certain situations, you must reduce the fair market value by any amount that would have been long-term capital gain if you had sold the property for its fair market value. Generally, this means reducing the fair market value to the property's cost or other basis, and you must do this if, and it goes on to list some instances. It sounds like doublespeak because it is. See, the question isn't as simple as it looks, is it? Essentially, you're probably not going to get to deduct the fair market value, or if you do, your deduction will be limited to 30% of your income. I have to admit, neither the IRS publications nor the tax code has ever made any sense to me about this issue, and thank goodness I never had a client donating appreciated property except in a decedent's estate where the basis was easy to determine. Perhaps someone else here can give you a better answer. And look, here's one brave soul who stepped up. David Tolkis makes a stab at this. He says, since you held the tangible personal property for more than a year, you can deduct the fair market value of the property as a charitable contribution, provided you also claim the capital gain that you would have reported if you sold the property instead. The capital gain tax rate on personal property is 28%. For federal, plus whatever your state bracket is. So depending on your tax bracket, you may come out ahead taking a charitable contribution on the fair market value than paying capital gains on the appreciated value. He says his understanding may be flawed because the language is so obtuse. I totally agree. Anyway, remember, you can generally find answers to all kinds of questions about things like charitable contributions and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.